This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
My job with you this morning is to help you take time with God. As you take time with God, your life is changed. Things are different in your life because you've spent time with God. You see the world differently. You see the struggles of life differently. You see God differently. Everything is different as your relationship with God grows by spending time with Him. So make sure that the number one thing in your life is your relationship with God. Listen to Him, talk to Him, pray to Him. I say it every day, and I say it because I want you to drill it into your mind. This is the number one thing in my life, time with God. We're looking this week at the pressure that the world exerts on us, in whether it's temptation or simply through being in the midst of worldliness and secularness, the pressure to adjust our lives to be like that. We've been looking at this passage in 2 Peter, where Peter writes to people facing those same stresses and pressures. And he says to them, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." That's where you'll find grace and peace when you're being pressured by the world. The knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness. God's power is ready to back up your godly choice. But how does His divine power flow to us? The verse goes on, through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence. The true knowledge of God, as you pursue relational knowledge of God, not just knowing about Him, but knowing Him. That is how God's power flows into your life. And he goes on then to say, for by these, that is His own glory and excellence, by these He has granted to us His precious and magnificent promises, in order that by them you might become partakers of the divine nature. How great is that? He's granted to us precious and magnificent promises, leading us to develop the nature of Christ, because His nature is in us. We've been united with Christ in a spiritual sense so that we can become like Christ. As you learn to depend on God, and you know, a consciousness of your own inability to live life the way you need to live it should cause you to lean on God, to rely on His power. To say to Him, God, I'm facing this pressure, I'm facing such temptation, everyone at work is a certain way, I feel so tempted to be that way myself, not to stand for You. I need Your strength to help me to live the way You want me to live. Please work in me to make me more like You. Well, His promise, His precious and magnificent promise, is that He will make you more like Jesus Christ. He is the only one you can rely on. Other people will let you down, but God never fails. He doesn't always do what you want, but one thing you can count on, He always cares for you and loves for you and wants to help you live life in a way that is pleasing to Him, even under pressure. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.